This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Snowfall has made its way to North Dakota, adding pressure on that ongoing battle over the Dakota Access Pipeline. On Monday, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple ordered an emergency evacuation of protesters working to block the $3.8 billion project. He cited concerns for the safety with the oncoming winter weather there. The announcement comes just days after the Army Corps of Engineers issued a letter to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe stating that the land they manage north of the Cannonball River is set to be closed on December 5th. Anyone found on that land will be considered trespassing and subject to prosecution, according to the Army Corps. For several months, Native American communities and protesters have been arguing that running the pipeline on their land could threaten the reservation's water supply. Well, turns out that was a similar reason for why the original pipeline routing just north of Bismarck, North Dakota, was rejected. We've reached out to Bismarck City officials to find out how that rerouting decision, at least from their perspective, was made. And we've also reached out to supporters of police in Bismarck who are on the front lines facing protesters. We haven't heard back from any of them, but Karen Von Fossen is the minister of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Bismarck, North Dakota, and she's been providing supplies to the protesters at Standing Rock.
I actually read about the original pathway, or an original pathway, of the pipeline in our local newspaper. It's our understanding, and I've talked to everybody who I know who would have known about it in advance, that we never even in Bismarck had to make an objection. The pathway was moved away from our drinking supply without our even needing to go to a meeting or write a letter.
So there was never a vote, a referendum, a public debate or discussion about it?
No. To the best of my knowledge, there wasn't. I believe that was an decision that was made so that at one point the pipeline apparently was drawn to be north of Bismarck, upstream of our water supply, the Missouri River, and then apparently was moved. Nobody I know ever knew anything about that routing north of Bismarck.
What about people outside of your congregation, Karen? I know that within the Unitarian Universalists there in Bismarck, they may have been aghast and are going to join the protest. What have you heard from other people in town? Is there a great deal of indifference? Are other folks in Bismarck, white people, aghast at what's happened, or how are they processing it?
There are many people in Bismarck and Mandan of all kinds of backgrounds who are aghast and who are in solidarity with Standing Rock and who have compassion and conviction. Sadly, there are also people who I would just say aren't catching the point, which is that the people at Standing Rock are as important as we are, and that water supply is as important as ours.
The governor of North Dakota has ordered the protesters out of their encampment, restricting access to their campsite so that they can't get supplies, not blocking the roads, but instituting fines once those people moved away as winter approaches. How are you and your congregation responding to that?
If there was ever a time to be in solidarity, it would be in winters like we have here and the winter that is now coming. We have been very fortunate with the help of many people around the country to provide a yurt at Ocheri Shakowi Camp, the camp that's in question, and that is an interfaith yurt. There are people who live there. We are committed to the people who live there and to the Standing Rock people, and our solidarity doesn't end when warm weather ends.
Karen Van Fossen, Minister of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Bismarck, North Dakota. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.